Don't be the expert. How many here listen to the affiliate development series audio on edification? Anybody? Okay, some of you. If you haven't listened to it, you have to listen to it. Not just once, but about 150 times for most of you. It talks about not being the source of information, not being the expert, but edifying and using books, using audios, and using other people to be the source. It makes you more powerful, and when you're building the business, it makes it easier for someone to want to join. Don't try to impress people with what you know and how much you know. Talk less. Stop talking. Talk less. So, how do you give your prospect the Success Secret CD? It depends on who the prospect is and what your relationship to them is. Basically, the two ways are A, you hand it to somebody, or B, you mail it to somebody. There's really only two ways. Now, if you hand it to somebody, how do you hand it to them? There's several ways you could hand it to them. As an example, you heard how I talked to my salesman friend who was at my house. We were already talking about success and sales books. We were talking about books on success. We were talking about books on selling. And he asked me what books I liked about selling, and I gave him one book, How Do I Raise Myself from Failure to Success Through Selling. So the conversation was already there. So it was easy for me to say, by the way, and here's the phrase, by the way, I found this CD really interesting. If I gave it to you, would you listen to it? By the way, I found this CD rather interesting. If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? By the way, I found this CD rather interesting. If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? What's it all about? Well, it's about success. Well, what's on it? Well, it's some success secrets. Notice I'm not talking very much. And I really want you to pay attention to that. Sometimes, Blaine and I, we would go out in pairs, and we would work with each other. And we'd go out, and I would play the death mute, and I would watch Blaine. And I wouldn't say a word. And then sometimes Blaine and I would go out, and we would talk to somebody, and he would play the death mute, and I would talk. And then we would critique each other. And it's hard to shut up when you know so much. And you really want to impress this guy with what you know and how much you know. It's hard. It's hard until it becomes easy, when you know that the results are by shutting up, talking less. So how do you hand it to somebody? It depends on who that person is, and depends on what your relationship is. I had just met this guy, so we were already on the subject of success and selling. So it was very easy for me to say, by the way, I found this CD pretty interesting. I don't know if you'd have any interest, but if I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? I don't know if you'll have any interest. I don't know if you'll have any interest. But if I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? Nah, I think a lot of that stuff's hokey. All right, it's probably not for you then. Next. I still enjoy the guy's company, because even though Gin is a phenomenal club and a great membership, and even though the affiliate program is spectacular, I know it's not for everybody, and it's obviously not for this guy right now. Do you see how that intention flows with my feeling of that situation? How I'm not offended? How by him saying, no, I think that stuff's hokey, doesn't go, ooh, oh, he just said it's hokey, oh, that hurt. I felt like I was punched in the stomach. Oh, man, he just shot me down. I didn't feel that way because my intention is gin's a great club. It's a great product. It's a great value for money. Helps a lot of people. I love it. And the affiliate program's phenomenal. We can make a ton of money. People are making money. It's unbelievable. It's ground floor. It's one chance in a lifetime to get rich. But it's not for everybody. And it may not be for this guy at this time. And it obviously isn't for him right now. And that's perfectly okay. Do you see how that feels different?